and began to pour down rain like water from a water skin. The rainwater settled in the ditch and in the hollows. The cloud kept raining tears like a water skin, and the pilgrims all opened their water skins. One party, in consequence of those marvelous happenings, was cutting the cords from their waists. The certainty of another group was on the increase because of this miracle, and God knows best how to guide aright. Another group, unreceptive, sour, and unright, eternally imperfect ones, end the discourse.
But see how sharp it is. End of the discourse. Tamma kalam. That kalam, which is discourse here, is the word of that karamna. Remember, he said, you are karamna because lam al asma and kalam. Al kalam bud, for kalam nazd khuda bud. First was the word, and the word was with the God, was the God. That word, finish. This is it. Okay. In my version, I skipped two details. Here, you saw them both. Did you notice them? First thing, he started to explain something about this fellow, who, by the way, is not dervish. Again, is faqir, is poor. He started to say, okay, these guys are coming, and there is this fellow in the middle of the desert, standing like that. Then he started to explain, how was he feeling? He was feeling like being in paradise. He is standing alone in the middle of nowhere with nothing. But he feels perfect. He feels good. That will make all these travelers to wait for him to come back. To come back from what? First of all, we should say that this fellow has a something. That something is Wahdat. Wahdat means unity. Means that Tawheed that we are going to see as another step in these seven steps. That Wahdat is with this fellow, and his fellow will come back from Istighraq. Istighraq means being drowned, or seeking the drownedness. That means Istighraq, really in Arabic, because the word is seeking something, asking for something. These are the people who ask for drowning in deep down in their heart. So they isolate themselves from everything to go deep down in the meaning. He was there. When he came back, there was one fellow among all of this who had an enlightened insight. He went in to talk to him. This was the first detail about how did he feel? It was like being in prayer. It was like walking on the marvelous, curtain, and as if he was riding Buraq and Duldul. Buraq and Duldul are the name of two horses. One belongs to Muhammad, the one that will take him to the heaven. The other one, Duldul, belongs to to Hazrat Ali, to another saint, and that's the horse that will make all the, being a chevalier and that kind of stuff. He talks about that. Then there was another detail he went to. I said, when they asked him where the water comes from, he said, he did what? He looked at the sky. He started to talk to God. Listen to him. When they asked him where the water is coming from, he opened his eyes to the sky. It's not heaven, it's Asman, it's the sky. Looking meaning by this looking that, accept the prayer of these fellows. Then he starts to get personal. He'll say, me personally, I'm used to ask whatever I want from above. This is my attitude. Huh? I'm used to do this because you did this to me. You opened your hands up there and you gave me everything. Therefore, whatever I need, I look at you. You, the fellow who made place and non-place, you told us that our food is in the sky. For some others will come. Because the Prophet will say your food is in the sky. Of course, a lot of people will think that, yes, our food is in the sky means that we need some fellow who pray and some angels will come and bring us some sandwiches, some hamburger. I don't know. That's the form of the story. When we said your food is in the sky means it's not under the ground. We meant your knowledge should be heavenly, not hellish. This is what we wanted to say. So we made a story, we made it like this. But what does it mean your food is in the sky? Oh, let's go back. Rumi talked about it, remember? He said, you are the baby of that ocean. The only thing you need is the water, right? Come in the water. In the last paragraph, you see, that water I was talking about comes from the sky. The wisdom I'm talking about is heavenly. Therefore, seek it there. Here the guy will say, yes, I'm used to that. I'm used to receive it from above. Therefore, I'm looking above because whatever my need is in the sky, and within this prayer, the rain will come down. Because you're looking for food to your mother, which is the ocean. And do you remember what I told you about the ocean? I don't think so. What did I tell you about the ocean? Do you remember?
Remember the thoughts arising.
The most important thing I ever told you about water is that if you are the thirsty fellow looking for the water, let me tell you that the water is looking for you as well. And I was 100% honest over there. It's not magic that this ocean of knowledge that is in we, if you're thirsty, this is looking for you. Because that essence of the knowledge in us is looking for whom? A non-seeker? Or a seeker of the knowledge, period. The attraction, remember? I always bring it down to the attraction towards beauty, because that helped me a lot to understand it, that yes, there is this invisible stuff, there is this stuff that is not describable and understandable, quote-unquote beauty, but the attraction towards beauty is so natural that it's in all of us. The same thing I could say for goodness, for wisdom. If I'm seeking the wisdom, of course I'm doing my best, but I know that's not enough. It's not even close enough. My hope goes towards that attraction. I know it's made for me. I'm here to succeed. Everything is given to me. This is not that. I'm talking about Mission Impossible. This mission is especially made for me. So it's mine. I have to believe in this and claim it. So we are in three different groups. I hope you are not from the last group, but I will read the last paragraphs in Persian no matter what. تخم بطی گرچه مرغ خانت کرد زیر پر چو دای تربیت مادر تو بطان دریا بوده است دایت خاکی بود و خشکی پر است میل دریا که دل تو اندر است آن طبیعت جانت را از مادر است میل خشکی مر تو را زین دایه است دایه را بگذار او بدرایه است دایه را بگذار بر خشک و بران اندرا در بحر معنی چون بطان گر تو را مادر بترساند زعاب تو مترسو سوی دریارم شتاب تو بطی بر خشک و بر تر زندهی نه چون خانه خانه گندهی تو ز کرم نابنی آدم شهی هم به خشکی هم به دریا پانه ای که حملناهم علی البحر و به جان از حملناهم علی البر پیش ران مرملائک را سوی بر راه نیست جنس حیوان هم ز بحر آگاه نیست تو به تن حیوان به جانی از ملک تاروی هم بر زمین هم بر فلک تا به ظاهر مثلکم باشد بشر با دل یوهی الیه دیده بر قالب خاکی فتاده بر زمین روح و گردان بر این چرخ بر این ما همه مرغ آبیانی می غلام بحر می داند زبان ما تمام پس سلیمان بحر آمد ما چو تیر در سلیمان تا ابد داریم سیر با سلیمان پای در دریا بنه تا چو داوود آب سازد صد زره آن سلیمان پیش جمله حاضر است لیک غیرت چشم بند ساحر است تازه جهل و خوابناکی و فضول او به پیش ما و ما از وی ملول تشنه را درد سر آرد بانگ رعد چون نداند کو کشاند ابر سعد چشم او مانده است در جوی روان بی خبر از ذوق آب آسمان مرکب همت سوی اسباب راند از مسبب لاجرم محروم ماند آنکه بیند او مسبب را عیان کی نهد دل بر سببهای جان زاهدی بود در میان بادیه در عبادت غرق چون عبادیه حاجیان آنجا رسیدند از بلاد دیدشان بر زاهد خشک افتاد جای زاهد خشک بود او ترمزاج از سموم بادیه بودش علاج حاجیان حیران شدند از وحدتش وان سلامت در میان آفتش در نماز استاده بود بر روی ریگ ریگ که از تفش بجوشد آب دیگ گفته ای سرمست در سبزه و گل است یا سواره بر براق و دلدر است یا که پایش بر حریر و حله هاست یا سموم او را به از باد سبا است پس بماندند آن جماعت با نیاز تا شود درویش فارغ از نماز چون ز استغراق باز آمد فقیر زن جماعت زندگی روشن زمیر دید کابش میچکد از دست و رو جامعش تر بود ز آثار وضو پس بپرسیدش که آبت از کجاست دست را برداشت از سوی سماست گفت هر گاهی که خواهی میرسد بیز چاه و بیز حمل من مسند مشکل ما حل کنه سلطان دین تا ببخشد حال تو ما را یقین وانما سر ریز اسرارت به ما تا ببریم از میان زنارها چشم را بکشون سوی آسمان که اجابت کن دعای حاجیان رزق جویی را زبالا خوگرم تو زبالا برگشودستی درم ای نمونه تو مکان از لا مکان